You're listening to the audio production of God Will Make a Way, Discovering His Hope in Your Story by Don Moen with Robert Nolan, published by Thomas Nelson and read by the author. Please note that you may download an accompanying PDF that provides enhanced materials for this audiobook. To download the PDF, please visit thomasnelson.com/p/makeawayaudio.
Introduction. A personal note to the weary and the leery. I can't. I just can't do this any longer. I don't think I will ever be able to overcome this. It's just too much. I don't think that will ever happen for me. I used to believe, but I don't anymore. What good does it do to keep believing in something that will never come? I don't know what I'm going to do. I have no idea where to turn now. I should just make things easier on everyone and give up. Do you relate to any of these statements? Are your life circumstances summed up in one or more of these sentences? Are any of these words your true expressions from deep within your own heart, whether you have spoken them out loud or not? Or maybe you've said them and are now trying to crawl out from under the crushing weight and reality of those devastating thoughts and feelings. We all use the words can't, won't, don't, and hasn't far too often these days in our downward spiraling and broken world. The word at the end of these contractions is not. That little three-letter word is quite powerful to be able to turn any positive into a negative. Cannot happen, will not happen, does not happen, has not happened. When we are right in the midst of a life crisis or staring at one headed straight for us, we can drive past the many church marquees, read their short cliché messages, and wonder, who gets to actually live the blissful lives those words are talking about? God is good all the time. God will make a way. All things are possible if you only believe. In the stark reality of our circumstances, faith statements like these can feel like they are mocking us, condemning our circumstances. Sure, we want the words to be true. Oh, how we want them to be true. But on our deepest, darkest, most desperate days, we decide to place the not beside any thought that might tease us with false hope. Can't. Won't. Don't. Case closed. But the reality of our lives is that when our plans are working on all cylinders and the sky in our world is a blissful and beautiful blue, when the bank account is blessed and the pantry full, when our health is good and our relationships connecting, we tend to think that and act like we don't need God and His simple messages of faith and hope. All is well. Thank you very much. But when the storm clouds gather and the bottom drops out of life, that is when we reach up and out, grasping for His help, even if we tell no one that we did. Trials can change both our context of life and our perspective of God. All too often, experiencing struggles is the only way that will happen. The can't, won't, don't life creeps in and cries out for something far bigger than our weakness and creates a desperation for answers beyond what we can possibly provide on our own. The very real story of what quite unintentionally became the signature song of my music career, God Will Make a Way, was born out of a tragedy that started me on the path to understanding that when storms threaten our lives, we are about to see the power of God move in miraculous ways. Here's the catch, though. We must make the intentional decision to look for Him there. He will make a way, but will we see it? Our sinful, selfish DNA is wired to miss Him and only sink deeper into our can't, won't, don't lives. Deciding to look for God in our storms instead of staring helplessly at the wind and waves can bring simple truths like a church marquee message, an encouraging word from a friend, or the words of a book to offer authentic hope that can cut through the darkest nights, the most tragic circumstances. Jesus said that He didn't come for the healthy, but for the sick. Matthew 9:12. I didn't write my song, the simple melodic message God has used to...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?